Josh, thanks so much for the time. I got to ask, how cool is it for you to put yourself into the SUNY Cortland record books? Because Cortland has had some really good ball players come through that program for a number of decades. So for you to now have a single game record with three interceptions, tying that mark, I mean, what's that mean to you?
You know, with a lot of guys that came before me, it's an honor, and it's truly a blessing to, like, leave an impact for the future Cortland football players here. But, you know, going to my senior year, I just understand that we have a big goal-driven team. You know, we're not, like, result-driven, but process-driven. So, like, in other words, like, we don't just focus on the outcome of a game, but we like to continue to, like, clean up the errors that we made. Despite the score against our opponents, we're all, like, always striving to get better at the little things, at our alignment, assignment, and technique. And, you know, our coaches do a great job at, like, putting us in the right position to make plays and, you know, change the momentum to our games.
You know, we're not on the field. You know the game significantly better than any of us, I'm sure. We look at the scoreboard and we say, okay, it was a blowout. You guys pretty much played a perfect game. But I'm wondering if there is an example of what you kind of alluded to, where you can look back at the game against TCNJ and, yeah, you have these three interceptions, but you think to yourself, yeah, I could have done this, I should have done this, or maybe I could be a little bit better at that. Is there anything that pops in mind, or do you really feel like you played as good of a game as it gets from last week?
I'll be honest. I believe we haven't played our best brand of football just yet. It's kind of like a scary thought because it's still so early in the season. So again, like with the amount of like weapons we have on both sides of the ball, you know, and on special teams, it's a lot of experience coming back from last year. You know, like we're aspiring to be like the best defense in the nation. And, you know, we're continuing to build that chemistry as a unit. And having guys like, you know, like Nick Lodaro, like lead the D-line is huge. Zach Dusen with the linebackers. And like in the secondary, Christian Legonier, like Mark Noel, like having those guys like beside me, they continue to bring their game like week by week. So we have lots of talent across the board to make plays during the season. And the fact that it's only like week three on the road heading to Buff State, it's definitely on the horizon for us to be successful.
In last year, the defense was one of the top defenses in the country. In besides those players that you just mentioned, including yourself, returning for another season, how else have you guys basically been able to pick up right where you left off?
Well, you know, like with running similar defense that we did last year, in a way, we're coming in like this season wanting to win the turnover margin in a game and give the ball back to our offense. It's always a good feeling knowing like the weapons we have on that side with Zach Boyes leading them, and especially guys that can change the momentum to a game like J.J. Lapp, Jaden Alfonso, T.J. Messina, and Cole Burgess. And honestly, like the list goes on, but most importantly, got to thank the O-line for holding it down in the trenches. With this kind of offense, you want to give the ball to them as many times as you can to put points up on the board. So overall, collectively, like we're all just striving to keep getting better.
Josh Cordero with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland football team. Had a monster game against TCNJ on Saturday, a 63-7 win over them. Three interceptions, which ties a school record, and the Red Dragons unbeaten to start the year. You look at the numbers, they're just outrageous. I mean, you guys are holding, on the defensive side at least, holding opponents to an average of just over 5.5 yards per completion. You don't see that. You don't hear of those numbers. I mean, they're truly outrageous. How have you been able to make this happen so that opposing offenses almost have no shot? Like, they've got to work so hard against your defense just to make anything happen.
You know, it comes down to our preparation, honestly. Like, throughout the week in practice, like, the intensity is always high because, like, we know, like, what we're capable of. So, like, I feel as though, like, we're our best opponent and, like, we're the best look that we're going to give each other, you know, offense and defensive battles. It's an ongoing, you know, plan throughout the season. So it's just a type of preparation that, you know, we can't lack because we're trying to set, like, the standard higher day in and day out, week by week. So it's exciting, and you know, his team is still climbing up, and our goal of being the beast of the East is definitely like waiting for us.
I'm wondering how you feel like your game has progressed from last season to this year. Last year was a great year for you. All Empire 8 honors. You had like one interception. Now you've got 3 in 1 game. Like, how do you feel like your game has progressed from where you were at this time last season to where you are now?
Yeah. So again, I want to thank God for that, but truly it's been just a confident booster of, you know what, like, it's my last year. There's a lot of guys that are in my shoes that came back to use their last year of eligibility. So, like, you got to bet on yourself in these kind of games. You know, you have 10 guaranteed opportunities, you know, and you never know when your last snap is going to be. So heading into each game, I'm not, like, thinking of, like, getting a turnover and giving the ball back to our offense, but, like, rather, like lining up in, like, the right spot, keeping, like, my reads correctly, and, like, the plays are going to happen naturally. So, you know, it's amazing. It's definitely something that I'm just striving to keep, you know, I'm working on day by day, and, you know, just keep it going.
Josh Cordero with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland football team. The Red Dragons off to an unbeaten start, 2-0. Josh having a huge game against TCNJ, tying a school record with 3 interceptions. You know, you could look at last year and, gosh, just based on the numbers, based on the stats, based on the win-loss record, I mean, a perfect regular season, a win at Cortica, a win in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. By most standards, that's a successful season. But do you guys feel like maybe there's some unfinished business, that you want to have a deeper run in NCAAs this year?
100%. We're trying to play in December, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day, playing on a national stage. But from last year, you know, there's a lot to learn from. Of course, you know, going 11-1 and like playing in like the Sweet 16 is great and all, but we had more in us that we didn't show. And we're not trying to be a content or satisfied team at all. Not trying to look over any opponent, trying to stay in the moment and just focus on the game plan that we have in front of us. And for us, as of right now, that's above state.
How hard is that to not necessarily look ahead or think about the future or hope for the future, you know, to truly take it one game at a time? Because now there is this national attention on you. You guys keep going up in the national rankings. You're receiving all of these, you know, regional and national honors for your performance against TCNJ. How do you stay the course and really try to focus one game at a time? Is it difficult to do?
Not really, because we understand, like, we're going to face better teams down the line. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not healthy to overlook a team in a schedule, like, depending on if we're home or away against them. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, it's about being present, having all guys just locked in on, like, the week that we face a certain team, and just understanding that we have this 1-0 mentality of just staying present and moving forward from there.
Before I let you run, Josh, I gotta ask, your senior year, as you mentioned, I mean, the numbers are ridiculous. You know, you guys are just picking up right where you left off from last season and everything. This is a really simple question, but how much fun are you having right now?
It's been a great time, and I know a lot of guys around me are also enjoying it too. It's honestly been really fun, and it's so early in the season too, like we've been saying, so it's been good. It's been good so far.
Love it.
More to come for sure.
I can't wait. We can't wait to see how it all goes down for you, because again, it's been a great start to the season for you. Josh, really appreciate a couple of minutes. Have some fun the rest of the season. Have some fun this weekend, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road here, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.